see what puts his pump is on.
All right. We're going to reconvene the City Council work session for Tuesday, September 9th, 2025, following our regular session. Back to item number four, which is deliberate the civil legal services attorney interviews. Mr. Hagan.
All right. And calls for respect to the firm again. You can still hear us all good?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. We can hear you. So we concluded the six interviews with all the firms that submitted a proposal for consideration. Just as a reminder, and Dan, again, if you want me to email these or share any of the info, please let us know. But I put together kind of just a quick summary, very few sentences on firm background, who the proposed main attorney would be and the assistant attorney, as well as their hourly rates. Just as a reminder, we've been with Fritz Knott for 4 years. Our ordinance generally says 3 to 5 years. We go up for an RFP on professional services, but that may be extended. I did share, I believe, with in some capacity, you know, there's a reason staff asked to do an RFP. You know, if we felt like we were getting a high level of service, we would have proposed to just continue to extend that contract. So happy to go into more detail on where we feel like you know, Fritz could be better. I think he alluded to it several times through his interview. I think he did hear the frustration, but yeah, again, happy to go into more detail if desired. Otherwise, I think tonight the goal would be to land on a firm and give some direction on negotiating the next contract. I think one of the biggest items to address, no matter the firm, is do we want to maintain a retainer versus pay by the hour? I think if we do switch to an hourly method, that can work. But we may want to change up a little bit on the staff side on how that communication occurs, just to be mindful of that. I think the staff that reach out to the attorney currently don't generally abuse it. However, I think with the flat fee structure that Fritz recognizes, it's very easy to go to the attorney very early on. And I think we can put together very concise questions and seek direction from the attorney under an hourly basis.
All right, Chris.
I guess kind of before we start any specific discussion, we know Fritz is a known quantity, I guess I would like to hear a little more what staff is saying.
Sure.
Because I'll say, you've alluded to it, but you haven't said it, and I'm asking you to say it.
Okay. I will say it. So, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I guess from a labor personnel standpoint, we don't feel confident that he can guide us through a very difficult scenario. We've had guidance in the past, and we can't get into the details of those because they are personnel matters, but we had a situation where we started with him and we weren't confident with the direction the guidance given that we went to another firm. And that firm gave a very quick, easy to understand guidance on this is what you can do and can't do. Again, thankfully we don't have a lot of these issues, but you know, we've had a couple more since then where they haven't rose to a very difficult scenario, but they also had the recipe where they could. So Colleen and I, we opted to go straight to that other attorney that helped us so quickly and concise and clear in the past. Yep. From just a general time frame standpoint, that's what he alluded to the most through the interview. And, you know, I think it's his way to lessen the burden on the firm's end and try to answer and do the vast majority of the work himself. However, there's deadlines that are missed or forgotten about, and maybe it's an item that isn't super urgent from a time frame standpoint, but when it goes on for weeks or months at a time, staff get very frustrated. I'm not a city administrator who wants to be copied on everything or know every communication that's going on with the attorney, but what I do tell staff, if you're not getting your answer, copy me on it, and as soon as my name gets put on that email, the response tends to come fairly quick. I don't think that's fair to staff. I think if staff is sending a question, Fritz should be answering it. And if Fritz feels like it's a question that isn't warranted, he should be following up with me and kind of trying to establish, okay, does this make sense or doesn't? On the PD side, there's, and Captain Frankfurth can expand on it a little bit more if I misrepresent it, but there's at times a there's criminal and then there's civil law and how we go about items, and it's not a clear line all the time. So there's times where staff kind of goes, okay, who gets this one? And the criminal attorney might say, no, that feels more civil at this point, and Fritz feels like it's more criminal, and it, the working relationship hasn't been the greatest all the time. And on some of the civil matters specific to maybe dangerous dogs, though I strive for unique solutions that make sense, some of his solutions have not made sense. Down to, well, if they just move out of town, we're good. But by law, we need to establish when dogs are dangerous, and that label goes with that dog to the next community they live in. And we have a current case right now that's running on 2 years. With no great guidance. So, in the past I alluded to timing can be and is a regular issue. And a lot of times confidence in just what he's saying. And then there's times where we understand what he's saying, but it takes a lot to kind of cycle through what his message is. It's not just clear and here it is. It's filled with a lot of fluff that it's like, I felt like you could say that faster and easier to understand, and I shouldn't have to go back and reference statute to try to piece an answer together. He has done a number of things good to great for us. I'm not saying he's been terrible. I just feel like there's been enough times where staff has approached me with frustrations, and I've seen it myself, that I feel like an attorney should be able to get this.
Very nicely said.
And he knows all of that, so I'm not sharing something that I haven't told him already either.
That's very gently said, too.
Any other questions about that topic, or do we want to move on to other topics? I have a quick, keep your hand up.
I was going to ask the same things first.
Okay. For my situational awareness here, when we talk about office hours, can you explain what that looks like? Is that we're paying them for 8 hours at the rate that they're suggesting, so $200 an hour, paying them $1,600, or what does office hours look like? Because one of the considerations I have between some of the firms is their hours for traveling, they're not driving here, they're office hours. So for the money sense, I'd like to know what that kind of means.
So I'll answer it two ways. First way, what it is. Mm-hmm. It's 4 hours, generally about 4 hours, or no, not even, but it's 2.5 hours the day of council meetings, regular council meetings.
Leading up to the meeting?
No. So today we do a 9:30 management meeting. We go over agendas, set next agendas, talk about any big items going on. The day of council meetings, Fritz attends those, mm-hmm. and then he hangs out in City Hall for another 2 hours or so till noon for staff to go up and see him in person. I would say my interpretation of how that's been utilized is it doesn't get utilized much anymore. I think it made sense early on, get to know him, kind of develop that relationship, communication styles, things of that nature, but I don't know that it's highly utilized anymore, and if we go to an hourly pay, that I think we can go away from that very quickly. I'd like to bring in, if it is a new firm, bring them in a few different times just to meet and greets and things like that, but talking with staff, I don't know that it's something that we we see a high value in.
Okay. Other questions? Otherwise, well, I guess my last point, I was just doing some quick math. You can see me using my fingers there. It's not embarrassing. If we take the high end here, which is the first one, Eckford and Lammers, 255 year three. I believe she said she'd have office hours. She did say office hours. I'm still wondering about the drive time. I don't know if the drive time was involved, but let's just say she was at our council meeting for 4 hours, plus an hour drive on both ends. That's 6 hours. 6 hours. 2 times 6 times 2. That's about $3,000 just to attend the meetings on average, plus utilizing her outside of that. We did the calculation for Fritz to see how much we utilize him. Did that include those office hours and drive time, or was that just times we reached out to him that he's... I'm just trying to see what if we use an hourly person at the same level that we use Fritz, how much more expensive is it? Or is it more expensive?
I don't know if it recognized drive time. I do believe it recognized office hours, kind of under general... attended management meeting office hours, answer questions on this.
Mm-hmm. We have about $3,000 on average just to attend the meeting and to drive to it twice a month. That's just here. If we don't utilize office hours, we don't need to worry about that being an additional cost. But then the question is, outside of just attending the meetings, how many hours do we think they put in? You had that for, I think, for Fritz.
Yeah, I mean, I've reviewed Fritz's bills, and in 2022, his bills recognized for just his hours, just over 429 hours in 2022. 2023, remember, he didn't bill us for May. I'm not sure why, but we got billed for 280 hours. 2024, just over 300 hours, and 2025 through the first half of the year, we were on pace for about 300 hours again.
And that includes attending the meetings?
I think it did.
Yeah, it seems like we just maybe don't. This may allude to your point, but all said and act. That's not very clear, which could prove your point a little bit more, but also it'd also be a lot more expensive. So I'm just trying to figure out from a monetary standpoint. I don't want that to be the only driving factor to go with who's cheapest. That doesn't make sense. But if we're talking about, like, you know, $5,000 more a month, then that does weigh into it a little bit. Any other questions, Councilmember or Chris? We're informal now, I guess.
Well. I don't feel strongly about a retainer versus hourly, but I find it interesting that everybody else did hourly, and they all seem to give a strong suggestion toward that, but of course they would work with us if we wanted something different. They all seem to say that it was more efficient and less hours, I would probably say that. I believe before Fritz we were on hourly, and his whole presentation was that he would be so dedicated to Ramsey, and it was just with this dollar amount. Before we didn't always have the attorney here, we decided, do we want them here? If there's any chance we want the attorney, we would have them, and if not, we didn't have to get charged. Certainly something we could consider in the future again. Maybe that's a secondary decision that we make, but again, I don't think we want to make this based on dollars. But, you know, everybody else has proposed a more consistent format.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, if I may.
Yeah.
I did pull up an invoice from June of this year. He does recognize 6.5 hours for miscellaneous staff correspondence, attend staff meeting, office hours at City Hall, attend workshop and regular council meeting.
Okay. So. So 300. Average.
Not to continue to point out the inaccuracies, but I don't see a second one in the June invoice of a second meeting.
Okay.
So I don't know how accurate his invoices are.
Okay. Did everyone take time to add up their totals? Would you like to discuss what you found and who you're leaning towards? What?
Like if you circle the numbers.
Yeah, I'm like, what? No.
And if you do not have totals and you did not use the number, that's fine as long as we're consistent. Okay. By each member themselves, but if you don't have numbers and totals, but you have unofficial rankings,
yep.
Would you like to discuss those?
Sure.
Who would like to go first? Who's the brave soul, Shanna?
Sure. I'm organized now. Now that I found all these paperworks after shoving them back into the folder three times. So, depending on price and what we're doing, the Eric Berg and Lammers, who we saw first, I know they're at the $235 an hour. However, her answers were strong. She was very consistent with all of her answers. She does not want to do a retainer, so could that be more expensive for us? However, I felt that she was on top of her game. She knew what she was doing. She was very confident with everybody, and I loved her answers, not just in number five, so five question was probably one of my favorites to listen to their answers, but also when she would talk about, well, what kind of risk do you want me to do? Like, she sounded like she was ready to go, hey, you don't want to wear masks? Cool, we're going to go ahead and fight this to the death, no matter what. So I did enjoy that. My second choice would be the Fotler Eaton Hood. Even though we interrupted them like 45 times with the person walking in the back row and everything, they still stayed on game. I liked how focused they were. They seemed to work very well together. My biggest comment on that is, until we asked the question, who would be our main person, we didn't know. Like throughout the whole interview, we didn't know who was going to be our main representative. So that was kind of a thing that was kind of like, I don't know if I really love that we had to guess until that question was brought up. But overall, question five did impress me. All three had great examples of how they supported other municipals in issues of legal pieces, and I did like that. And they're a little bit cheaper than Eckberg's and Lammers. Only by $15. I know, big money right there. Otherwise, my third option that I'm looking at is Levander, Giller, and Miller. Goodness gracious. I think I said all those names right. So they did an okay job on five. It's not my favorite answer on five. That, again, was probably my biggest piece. However, she did seem to be straightforward, and both of them seem to have had an answer. Again, she was a little weak until Buescher asked the hard question towards the end, and then all of a sudden we got, oh, this is where you would stand on our side, and if we had not asked that question, we would have never got that information out of them. So I don't give them 100% points on that, just based on those pieces. And the rest are over there.
All right. Yes, Eric. Let's go around the table.
Yeah. I felt that Eckberg and Lammers, I think Amanda did great. I think that one of the biggest things that drew me to her was, number one, her candidness. I'm going to copy a little bit of your answers on there, but she was very candid with us. She showed a lot of personality. It's a big deal for me, too. But also, she filled in the blanks when there was a vacancy of a city administrator. So she has a lot of experience in small town law or small city law, a lot more than most. I don't see any other lawyers that filled in the blank right there. So I think that drew me to her. My second would be Flattery and Hood. I felt that they were a great team. They had a lot of experience in there, and I thought they were just my second pick. So, first and last.
First and second?
Yeah, Fergal, the first one, Eckford and Lammers, and then, Flatter and Duke, my second, yeah.
Okay, not your last.
Yep, well, that's the first and last question.
Yeah. Oh, okay, in order.
The rest
first
of them didn't get any
last.
Ordering.
I just want to make sure
you're... I went way too hard out of my homework.
That wasn't your last choice.
No. They're my second choice.
Before we move on to Michael, if a lawyer can be a city administrator, can a city administrator?
Only if they're a lawyer.
I can get you 99% of the way, but I will confirm on something dicey.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't even. I'm just kidding. All right.
Need a lawyer.
Michael.
Well, my top point earner was Eckford Lammers. If it matters to anybody with the numbering system, what I did was just three is just like, okay, it's there. The efficiency would be less than that and above and beyond. So that, for me, kind of leveled the playing field as far as how I did it. All the same things that they've been saying, ring true, and my second also is 30 and 30.
Dan, let's kick it over to you, and we'll come back down the table.
Sure. Yeah, I was actually really impressed with the two today. I think the first lady, I don't know how the names in front of me, but the people feel really good, and the people have the really well. Good as well. I think last Tuesdays were a little less than that, going through that. I think the first lady did a good job. She impressed me right away. But I think as interviews more and more, I think I get an idea of kind of having a bigger firm behind them and a lot of the resources and things. So I guess I would say the two today were my favorite. I do want to say, well, obviously, just I appreciate Chris and how generally sees how this, and I definitely respect the the feedback. But overall, I just want to say just hopefully I. Appreciate all he's done, and
he's
really
released
in the
awesome
meetings for us.
Okay, Dan. So you're saying your top two are 5 and 6 in that order, 6 and 5 in that order.
5 and 6.
5 and 6. All right, Kirsten.
My number one is Eckford Lammers. I believe that. Amanda Johnson answered everything the best. A lot of folks have already said it. Second, what everyone's saying. Also, just a reminder that we already utilize Eckford Lammers on our prosecutorial side, and our police department has had success with them. They are standouts in our community for helping police departments. They do a lot of law enforcement training. Of course, obviously, that's not necessarily relevant to the civil side, but I think that's really important information to know. They have 25 attorneys, so still a large firm, very reputable firm, someone that I've seen a lot in my experience within the legal community as being known as very successful, specifically in the municipal space. Honestly, I don't want to even give a second because Eckberg is my number one and I want to see them here. But if I had to give a number two, Kennedy and Graven, Siobhan and Micaiah Dykema, they performed excellent as well. Really, really good team. I think they have really good experience. They came with really high ratings for their reference check. Once again, I feel like I should, although not necessarily a direct... issue, but I should mention, obviously, I went to law school with Micaiah, so I do know her personally, but she is fantastic. But number one, do want to see Eckford Lammers in this space.
Yes. Now I know why I like to go first. I feel like I didn't have any say. but as it goes, Eckford Lammers is my number one. So that's consistent. And I was tied between Kennedy and Graven and Flaherty and
okay. I had Eckford Lammers with a 48, and then Flaherty and Hood with 45, and everybody else with 34. minus number 3, 39. So, Fritz had a 39. So I had Fritz in third, Eckbert and Lammers in first, and Flaherty and Hood in second. So by my rough math on my cheat sheet, that's all code and nobody will know what it means. That's 6 unanimous votes for six votes for Eckbert and Lammers, with Dan liking 5 and 6. So I think that means we got pretty close to consensus there. As close as we're going to get without it being unanimous. City staff. Say again, Dan.
Who are your Ryan's thoughts?
Yeah, I was punching it over to the staff. Share with us their ideas.
So I have a little bit different perspective just because of I did the reference checks. So I don't know that for me, after reference checks and the interviews, that any one firm absolutely stands out. So I would say it's a virtual tie between, in no particular order, Eckbert, Flaherty, and Levander. I think all three of those firms would be fantastic for us. I think all of them provide a huge team behind them.
Bless you.
Where, if we have that personnel question, that real estate question, that whatever question, that if it's not the primary attorney, there's someone at the firm that is really good at it and can get us that information. We're not going to, in the case of an hourly bill, have to pay them to research it and become a quick quasi-expert on it. I think they have that.
Anyone else from the city staff? You were all in attendance. Your input is valuable.
I'm happy with the outcome of where we're going with this. If I had to rank, I would have probably put Flaherty and Hood at number one. You know why, employment law. But then Eckbert Lammers and Kennedy and Graven probably came in at a tie. And Kennedy and Graven, more so just because of their vast resources.
Yeah. Anything from the police department?
I think I'm pretty much right in the same boat as everybody else. Eckbert Lammers, I thought, went to the top. We might also be a little bit biased with what we see with the criminal side prosecution, the training they provide, the updates, all that stuff. But I did think it's always not fun to go first, and I think she set the bar, and everybody else had to live up to it. So she was number one. Number two I had is Flaherty and Hood. I thought all of them had great information to present to us today, especially on their scenarios. We probably threw them off a little bit, like we were saying, with the stuff, but they stayed on task. Though my one concern was who was going to be the front runner, or who was going to be our main point of contact, and then got the clarification for that. And then if it did come down to a third one, I think Kennedy and Graven would have been my third one.
Bruce, any insight?
I am right on board with everybody.
Wow.
I was so impressed with the first one, Eckbert Lammers.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, she didn't have a cheat sheet or anything in front of her, and she didn't miss a beat with any of her responses. And then I had Flaherty at second, so.
She was the only one that didn't have pages.
Yeah. And I think although we don't hire a attorney for their personality, I think rapport and good communication skills is important, and she did a good job of carrying herself and made herself easy to talk to and accessible. So that's some interpersonal communication skills that would benefit the city. Any other final comments by council members? Anything further? Brian, what do you need from us?
I guess if you're happy with the proposal, the hourly, it's probably relatively simple from here to the end. If you do want to entertain a retainer or want me to have those conversations, I'm happy to have them. But I think that hourly rate is very good to have staff. We'll have some conversations with staff, set some expectations, guidelines.
Okay. When would this take place? What is the timeline looking for this?
November 1st.
That's what the RFP stated?
Yep.
Okay, and Fritz is aware of that?
Yep.
Okay.
He did receive the just-in-case letter.
Okay.
I need to renew the contract unless he was the firm that won through the RFP, so I will bring back a contract to have council consider it at the next council meeting with the plan to have it go into effect November 1st.
Okay, and then we're all I'll get to you in a second, Chris. We're all in agreement that we want, you brought this up, we want Eckford and Lammers on site, Amanda on site, just like Fritz has been going before, for new people before Fritz, our previous attorney would show up only when requested for in anticipation for a bigger case. We're still on board with having Amanda here for every meeting. Advise us if we have questions.
That's right. I think it'd be a good idea.
Yep. Okay.
I'm open to that one.
Chris.
No, that was. I was going to ask if we wanted to have that discussion, and we just did.
Okay. Right.
Yes.
I was. There was a comments pushing joke status. So.
Okay.
The attorneys here, it's usually dictated on how well you guys are operating and what you choose to throw up as a surprise during the meeting. So,
yeah.
But no, I think from staff's perspective, we found it beneficial to be able to just quick in a meeting look at the attorney. And like I said, we do a really good job of understanding law and what will and will not get the city in trouble, but the attorney's ultimately the one that defends us.
Well, I think it's a cost, but it also reduces liability, which is a far greater cost if we do something incorrect. I guess the last thing would be, do you need office hours instructions? I think we'll probably take your advice, but is there anything you need from us direction on office hours? Or
I'll continue to work with management staff, but I can see that going away relatively quick. Or maybe even it changes to virtual or... Yeah, I think I said at the last meeting, if they're responding to us, we don't need it. It's been more of a, hey, I need this answer, at least under the current setup. So we'll probably run it for a month or two.
Okay, Chris?
Well, I think it's what we're just saying right now, but I guess I would suggest it's up to Brian to kind of manage that. I don't think we would need to have to do that. We heard a couple different people, talking about individual council members or whatever, and I guess I would think, Brian, again, maybe that's something that I would suggest that's something that you manage, and also the time usage. You decide how it's appropriately handled, and if you need to be approving it, that's up to you, I would say, or if department heads can reach out and you think that's fine, then I would say...
I think we're all about ready to get going, but I think that's a good point real quick. Do we want to discuss what our internal controls are for, you just did, essentially council members should go through the city administrator who will then push it. But in the past, we've had council members who've wanted to use the city attorney directly, and I don't think it's ever been because they don't trust the city administrator, they've had an issue with them. Do we need any sort of contingency, like if Shanna and Eric go to Brian and he says, no, we've already settled this, we're good to go, and you guys disagree. Do we want to have a contingency where two council members can push it forward? I don't want to lose. I think we all trust Brian, and I think this council here is good, and we're not in a position where there's not issues of trust. But I do think that having a contingency where me and Michael really feel that he's wrong, like we should have an avenue to be like, we're forcing this issue, bring it to the attorney, so we want to build in some sort of redundancy for the situation. Back to that. So should our agreed upon internal SOPs is everything goes through Brian? Mm-hmm. If the answer is not to our liking, you find somebody else, and if two people agree,
it's the same thing as putting something on the agenda.
Then we'll push it forward. And then, Brian, you can just notify the rest of the council that whatever is appropriate outside of the meeting laws, at least that a request went up or something of that nature. So we kind of have tags on each other.
That'll work.
I like that.
Okay, topics for future discussion, future topic lists. You guys can read that yourselves.
I did have a quick question, though. One of them was cyber...
cybersecurity. I believe it. Or
was it actually security? I thought it was... I don't know.
Cryptocurrency?
Cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency. So I don't think we have a big ability to regulate currencies here.
So I just wanted to...
So quick...
Only fiat.
Quick synopsis of what that is we... like many communities, are seeing a high level of fraud cases tied back to ATMs in town that can buy and trade cryptocurrency. So our investigators have done a lot of work in understanding what this is, and we want to come and just inform council what it is and address some options that are available.
Talking about the Bitcoin ATMs?
Yep. You know, up to maybe outlining them in town.
But do we at least have the signs on them? Like, if you're being extorted, you'll contact the police.
May call special attention to the next work session. Are you all good with a water treatment plant tour, or should we schedule that for a non-council meeting?
I mean, if it's the next work session, shouldn't we be focusing on this billboard situation now?
I
feel like the 23rd, didn't you have something else on our calendar? We had to be here.
For an interview?
Yeah, calendar on the 23rd.
That thing.
One of those ordinance things that we were like, make sure you're at the 23rd's meeting.
For the charter?
Thing.
We just passed it.
That was the first.
So we have to be there for the charter next.
There we go. See.
Yes.
But it's right. More.
That's the work session.
Set a date and hope you all can make it, or should we take a already planned time where you all would be here to do a water treatment plant tour?
It's easier.
I think
it's
a time. We currently need it.
I'm sure it's good weather.
If it's during the day, I have a tough time getting away.
This would be at 5:30 at night if it's during the work
session. Are there ladders to climb?
Is there sun out? I have a tough time.
I don't care either way, but I do think we do need to, after tonight, we do need to make the billboard.
Yeah.
Got to do some reading, and then we got to ask the questions that we need to ask based on that. So, is the tour just hurrah? Is it just pump us up? I mean, is there a better term?
Yeah.
Okay. The longer we wait, the more finished the plant will be.
Yeah, can we kick it back then a little bit?
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Wait, don't we do that?
The colder it'll be, and we're going to fall. Just kidding.
It'll be inside.
Colder. It might be making water.
I'm hoping there's
like a wall thing, a perimeter that we got to walk around.
So we should be okay.
Yeah, let's wait for December.
December?
Yeah.
Bring your boots.
Slow after we pass.
Is it on track?
Yes. Yes.
What's up with
yes? I do like the idea that strong it would be
frozen
during one of our work sessions,
okay,
though. if I get an opinion.
We do. All right.
I think we're all ready to go.
I think I'm
so,
ready.
All right.
Sounds
good.
Everybody.
All right, we're adjourned.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Bye, Dan.
Bye, Dan.
Where are you, Dan?
Dan is in Istanbul.